Jerry, nice to be able to catch up with you. Last time we spoke, sign up had just started for the $2 million available in, I believe, 20 counties in the Western Lake Erie Basin for cover crops. Farmers only had a week to sign up. Did they respond?
Did they ever respond? And, you know, we put those dates out there. We knew it was only a week, and I think the farmers responded tremendously from the number of applications that we received. You know, the thing that I want to stress here is that these landowners are stepping up, and because they want to do the right thing, they know that we have some, you know, some areas out there that we need to make sure we get some cover on. So the farmers are doing their part.
Terry, did the $2 million even come close to what was in what the applications were calling for?
No, we had an overwhelming response to this. I think some of us anticipated that it would probably happen. We were with the $2 million. I think we were able to cover somewhere between 35 and 40,000 acres. We had about twice the amount of response. So 80,000 acres response. But I want to let the farmers know out there and the folks that are going to be participating, you know, NRCS offers these dollars, but we have partners out there like the Department of Natural Resources, and then some of the districts, they also have dollars. So this was not a one-shot opportunity. I think there are some other funding sources. So continue to go into those field offices and ask about funding opportunities.
Terry, for those folks that were successful in getting their applications approved through NRCS, what's next for them?
Well, what's going to happen next is the sign-up ended yesterday. The folks are going through some preliminary paperwork, and then they're going to notify those producers that, hey, we need to see you right away because we need to get a signature from you, and then they'll get the green light to go ahead and get the seeding completed. Because we're running up against some dates here that we need to have this seed in the ground, and so we can get this cover on for winter.
Is there a specific deadline to have the cover crop seeded?
Well, it depends on the type of crop that you're looking at. That the earliest date is going to be September 15th, and that's going to be some of the annual rye and some of those type things. But when you start getting into, you know, the cereal rye or the winter wheat, we got a little bit of longer time. But some of the folks will be doing a mix. So that mix will probably need to be seeded by September 15th. And the other thing is, those are general dates. We do have a calculator out there in each of the counties, and every county is a little bit different. So the dates could change depending on the county. So what they need to do is when they walk into the office there, they need to visit with that field office staff, and they'll give them the right dates. But generally, we're looking sometime between September 15th and November 1st.
Because of the overwhelming response to this latest funding, do you anticipate additional dollars maybe coming in?
Well, you know, we've been discussing that, and you know, we've made that known to our folks in Washington D.C. But like I said, we have a small window here, and if it's going to happen, it has to happen very soon. So we're going to continue to work on this. We would like to make more dollars available to landowners to go out and do more cover crops. But like I said, there are other funding opportunities out there with some of our partners.
Just one other question, Terry. Bottom line, will this make a difference?
You know, I think it's going to make a tremendous difference. And the reason I say that is that I would rather see some type of cover on that ground out there. We don't want to go into winter with bare ground. Even if the folks are not spreading nutrients, we got water erosion, we have wind erosion up there, especially in the wintertime when the leaves are off and everything is bare. You know, we got a lot of wind going on and different things. Every acre that we have cover on will make a difference. Also from the nutrient uptake, keeping everything on the ground is gonna be a great help. Just picture in a 4.5 million acre basin where we didn't have a lot of cover, and we get the rains that we're going to get this fall, we get the snow cover, we get the thawing and freezing, and then we get the runoff. And just imagine every acre up there having some type of cover on. We're not going to have every acre covered, but I tell you what, having 35,000, 40,000 acres covered is going to be better than having nothing.